There's a huge potential for marine energy in the world. Our sector at Aqua Marine Power is the wave sector, and we're developing the Oyster Wave technology device. Just in terms of wave energy alone, we could supply all of the world's electricity five times over. So it is absolutely phenomenal, the opportunity that's presented by wave energy in the world.
So why is that mainstream then?
The first patents for wave energy were granted almost 200 years ago, and there have been a lot of challenges in terms of making wave energy a mainstream technology. Our Oyster device tries to tackle some of the key challenges directly. The first challenge is obviously survivability. How are you going to survive in the marine environment? This is not anymore about corrosion. It's about surviving when you have storm conditions. And just to give an example, typically each meter of wave crest would have around 70 kilowatts of energy on average. However, in a storm situation, that goes up to about 4 megawatts per meter of wave crest. So you need to design a machine which is not going to be designed to absorb the maximum energy that's in the wave. It's going to be designed to absorb just the energy that it can absorb, you know, not to deal with the maximum energy, just the energy it can absorb. And that's what we've done with the Oyster machine. The Oyster machine is like a large door which is hinged at the bottom, and it moves forwards and backwards. As the waves get bigger, it moves further down into the ocean, and the excess energy will cascade across the top. So we have actually designed in survivability into the machine. The second challenge is clearly a big engineering one, and that is every time a wave hits the device, it's a fatigue cycle. And you get about 3 to 5 million waves a year. And if you look at a device which is a 20-year life, that's 100 million fatigue cycles. So again, it is an engineering challenge to have the materials and the design which can cope with all of this cycling.
You have a lot of challenges in the technical way. Is there also a challenge in the policy way?
We're lucky. Our company is based in Edinburgh in Scotland, and the Scottish government has made a huge commitment to developing marine energy technologies. And Aquamarine Power is at the centre of that development. We receive extremely good support from the Scottish government in terms of trying to establish this new industry. I would have to say that the UK overall has been very supportive. If you look at this new fledgling industry, five of the leading companies in both wave and tidal are now based in the UK. So the consistent government policy, the support from organisations like the Carbon Trust, the Technology Strategy Board, and in our case, the Scottish government, has been really excellent in terms of helping this industry get established. But it is one thing to get an industry established. It is a fledgling industry. It's quite another thing to move an industry from these early stages to being a mainstream commercial endeavor. And an industry means that it's not about one company being successful. It's about several companies being successful and participating in this new sector. And we're on our way. It does require a combination of clearly government support, but also private investment. And we have been quite lucky in bringing in some really important supportive shareholders. We have ABB, the large automation electrical company, in. We have a major utility through their venturing arm, Scottish and Southern Energy. This is important, and we're now seeking an additional financial partner or investor into the business. But we have huge support from our existing shareholders. That, combined with the government support, has enabled us to get this far.
When do you think wave energy will become mainstream?
Our plan is, we currently have our second generation machine in the water. That's our Oyster 800 machine. That's 800 kilowatts. And over the next couple of years, we will be developing two more machines. Our first commercial project, we hope to have operating in 2014. We're working on bringing in a customer for that, and we're looking at putting the financial structures in place to allow us to develop that project. So from 2014, the costs will still be high, but with any new technology, the costs are always higher in the early days. And when I started my career in the renewable space, I was working in the wind industry. And if you just go back 20 years, costs of wind energy were 10 times higher than what they are today. And we've seen a substantial reduction in the cost of wind energy. And we will get there too in terms of wave energy.
Do you have any special new insights on clean energy that had a big impact in your work?
Yeah, I mean, I've always been interested in the environment. I've worked in several different sectors. I've worked in the power sector, I've worked in the nuclear sector, I've worked in the IT sector. And I think that all of these things give you a certain insight into business and what can be achieved. I think that taking marine energy into the mainstream is a big challenge. But at Aquamarine Power, we have some of the smartest people on the planet. More than half our staff have a PhD or a master's. And people talk about green jobs. We're actually employing some really clever people working on some of these big challenges. Being interested in the environment right from when I was at school, I was a member of Friends of the Earth and so on, and I think I've just maintained that. And I had a great privilege to get involved working in the wind space. We had a very successful business developing wind energy sites, and I want to bring that insight into this new industry. It's a challenge, but if it was easy, everybody would do it.
What kind of investor are you looking for?
We have a couple of strategic investors already, as I mentioned, in both ABB and SSE. But the next stage of our evolution is a growth phase, a commercialization phase within our company. We've been successful in being able to raise the finance we need so far. And what we're looking for now is not just money. What we're looking for is somebody who's going to help us move to the next stage of evolution within our business. So it is a financial investor who has certain other skills, who can bring their network of contacts, who can help us move towards commercialization, who can help us bring the new partners that we need to take our company, Aquamarine Power, forward.
So you need not only money, but also a visionary.
We need money and a visionary. I think that's excellent. We think we have a great vision for this industry, and we need somebody who's going to work with us to enhance that vision.